Jane, Kim, Wayne, Lynn, Bob, Gretchen, the positive leadership scholars at University of Michigan, were the most positive people I think I've ever met. I've met some very religiously positive people, but these were PhDs, scholars, the kind I'd known at Harvard and Yale, who seldom believed in anything, except for not believing in anything. I don't remember how or why our paths crossed at the Ross School, but I will never forget Kim insisting, as he pulled out a checkbook, that he would buy my book and I would inscribe it. I was not allowed to give it to him or them. Have you ever felt honored? They made me feel honored that day. Can you touch what it felt or feels like to feel honored? I think it's almost impossible to feel honored without feeling humbled. Often, honor is casually tossed about. "It's an honor to be here," the politician or speaker begins, like they're opening the door beneath the sink and throwing some eggshells into the compost. What would it be like if we, as Thanksgiving hosts or Thanksgiving guests, cultivated that positive Michigan spirit before we opened the door to share a meal and thanks this Thursday? How might you cultivate the same kind of extraordinary field of positive energy that I walked into 15 years ago at U of M and was subsequently honored? Actually, I'll be a guest of sorts at Granholm Mulhern East in Washington, D.C., where my wife, kids, and perfect grandbaby Dylan Asul reside. I'm going to light me one of those scented autumn candles before I go up to the main house to help prepare the meal. And I'm going to prepare myself to feel the honor of being with each of them. I'll do 3 in and 3 out breaths while feeling each of them in turn. I'll open to them in my mind and heart and in the flickering spirit of a candle's flame. It's a big flippin' deal for a leader or a follower to be given the honor of being seen, appreciated, and cared for. Cultivate honor to give thanks to and to lead with your best self. A footnote from the written edition: Jane Dutton, Kim Cameron, Wayne Baker, Lynn Wooten, Bob Quinn, and Gretchen Spreitzer are all prolific writers as well as people who walk the walk of positive leadership. I wish Amazon would group their work together. But look up Kim Cameron and scroll the page, or look at some of Jane Dutton and Gretchen Spreitzer's very cool work on connection and compassionate work. Enjoy your Thanksgiving.